I just say everybody can hear me. Then okay.
Yes, we're good. Thank you.
I'd like to speak to you today about Shema, silence, and words. But before starting, let us say the Birkat Limud Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidishanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu V'Lahazok B'Divrei Torah.
Amen.
Blessed are you, the one of, Blessed are you, the one of Sinai, our God, the sovereign of all the worlds, who made us holy with your mitzvot and commanded us to occupy ourselves with words of Torah. At this time of Elul, words are very important. Shema, Tefillah, Tzedakah, and Tikkun Olam, the New Year, and Yom Kippur. Shema is a very important word, which means to take in, to hear, to make out. Listen is translated to pay attention to hear the sound with thoughtful attention, to take notice of and act on what someone says. In Rabbi Tweebwasser's book club, we learn from the book Wisdom of Not Knowing by Estelle Frankel, the importance of the opposite of hearing, silence or listening. Abraham Joshua Heschel of blessed memory said in his book, Man is Not Alone, that silence is to part company with words. Chapter 1 in Pirkei Avot teaches us about speech and silence. These Mishnot were written around the temple period, 200 BCE through 70 CE. That is through the Tanaim and the Amoraim period, which lasted up to the year 400. And if I'd like to show you this briefly, it's a timeline and it can show you, it doesn't show you the destruction of the first temple. And I don't know if you can see it because I can't see the mirror. But, and then we have the destruction of the second temple, 70 CE, with the they're saying the redaction of the Mishnah here, which you can see the Tamein, and the Amoraim period, which was around this time that these they were written. The sayings of our fathers, Perkei Avot number one, part one, concerns the parts dealing with conduct and conduct rules pertaining to speech and words. In chapter one, verse seven, Gamaliel son used to say, all the days I grew up among sages and I found nothing better for a person than silence. Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamaliel, continued by saying, silence is not the most important thing, but actions. Whoever indulges in too many actions brings about sin. We have yet another verse concerning words. Shimon ben Shetah used to say, be thorough in the interrogation of witnesses, lest they learn to lie. Perhaps, lest your words may reinforce the witness into confessing something that may not be the reality, or saying something in his defense, which may not be the reality. And it means that in our lives, we have to think about what El Makon indicates, to indicate before making our choices. One has to be silent in order to think. The sages talk about words versus silence. In some Arabic words, silence is attributed to King Solomon. Speech is silver, silence is gold, was written in Islamic Spain. Thomas Carlyle spoke about silence. He was also one who said speech is silver, silence is golden, attributing it erroneously to the Swiss. Carlyle was born in Scotland, but his works were translated into German and hence became known to the Ashkenazi Jews. Carlyle lived from 1795 to 1881. And if I may add here, there was a very important literary movement existing in France, both in France and Germany at this time. It was called Le Romantisme in France and Sturm und Drang in German, which meant for a big exchange from one influence from one country to another. Hence the movement probably into Germany. Why can silence of itself be so important? Why it is a respite from words that may have hurt when thoughtlessly used. Words which may have been spoken too quickly or too often, or could not completely express their meaning, mere platitudes. Silence, on the other hand, gives us time for what I call word digestion and contemplation. It gives us time to think before we respond. It gives us time to think without interrupting the speaker. It gives us time perhaps to form a bond, a wavelength between us and the speaker. In The Orchard by Yaki Brandes, which we read in Rabbi Treebwasser's class, it was mentioned that Rabbi Akiva sat in the back of the study hall, saying nothing, not responding, just listening for a number of years. Silence or listening can be construed also as a negative, as an unwillingness or inability to communicate effectively. Silence can then be seen as a source of anger or aggression, which may most likely cause division or exclusion, or leading to dysfunction. When one is hurt, it appears easier to shut up rather than have a discussion about it, leading to a confrontation. Again, why can silence be so important? It is a respite. Silence means thinking before we speak, giving ourselves time to listen thoroughly without interrupting. Shema, Teshuva, Tzedaka, and Tikkun Olam are saying to us, listen carefully, think, rest, reflect on how we have done, what we have done. Return to our roots and think about anything, any little thing that we can do to help to repair the world. Perhaps with the correct descriptive words and more listening, we can all together help to repair the world. Even just in a little way, after having first listened. And let us say, Yehei Shemei Rabbah Morah Lo'olam Omameh Amaya, that Adonai's great name be blessed forever and as long as the worlds endure. And as I may add as a postscript, I found it extremely impressive how old these Mishnah are, and that silence and golden came back into vogue among the Europeans. It is like this Mishnah returned to its roots. Toda. Divrati.
Shamati. Wow.
Yashikoah.
Thank you so much.
Beautifully done.
You can see all the smiles and clapping from the people who are on the group this morning. Right.
Who's blowing shofar today?
I'm ready. I could.
Okay.
I'm ready.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to grab it.
Well, I'm ready, Ellen. I'm ready. I'd be glad.
Okay, Joni.
Please rise. If
I do it.
No, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I think. Ha.